And that was Martin Hayes, the immensely talented fiddler, part of the Gloaming duo with Hayes and Cale, and joined there by a Brooklyn writer who's rapidly becoming my favorite classical quartet. That was Maghira Mountain, and an album just released this year called The Butterfly. It's 7:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Prior to that, we heard Wee Banjo 3 with A Good Time, Old Time, a live version from their Roots to Rise album. The lads are taking a break, but they'll be back in the States in October, starting in Oregon, and then playing a couple of dates in Alaska. So don't lose heart there, the very upper northwest coast here. Before that was Tina Eck and Keith Carr, and giving us I should explain that good old Spinatron has their album as X, but it's Lilt 10. So Lilt X, and Old Man Dylan, The Road to Damascus, and Johnny Harlings. And they are going to be in Maryland this next weekend. September 2nd, they're in Glen Echo with the Irish Music and Dance Showcase. And then on September 8th, they'll be in Tacoma Park, Maryland for the Tacoma Park Folk Festival. And if you'd like to find out more about those, the website is www.glenechopark.org, or for the Tacoma Park Folk Festival, it's www.tpff.org. So, and great stuff there, and they were joined by Billy McComiskey on the accordion, and Sean Healy on the fiddle. And this album just came to me. So, as usual, we make our plea that if you are a Celtic or a folk artist who would like to get heard, and our remit runs far and wide, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dusk, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Well, it's time now to segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And this is another album that just reached me, but I'd been hearing about it ever since the spring issue of Fruits. It's Martin Simpson's latest, and it's called Rooted. And he really kind of had a hard time with this album because the father of his wife, the grandfather of his daughter, and one of his great friends, and an absolute anchor of British folk music, was dying, and he slept a lot towards the end, which is certainly not unusual. And Martin, who has something like 40 or 50 various musical instruments, was playing a lot of guitar for him, and he played this song, a Rob Johnson tune, and Roy Bailey actually woke up and sang the last verse. So for everybody feeling mildly or moderately depressed for whatever reason, take heart. And here's a special song that goes out to all of my friends.
Money for missiles and tanks. There's always the money for generals and banks. There's always the money for new ways to kill, but a limited budget for you if you're ill. Yes, there's always enough for a war, so there's never enough for the poor. There's always the money for tunnels and roads, for opera and ballet, but what about homes? For MPs' expenses and fat subsidies, but there's never enough for nurseries, and the well-off, they always take more, so there's never enough for the poor. The money for tests they can pass, or fail you for not being white middle class. There's always the goodies for those with most greed, but there's never enough for those in most need. There's a pay rise if you're on the board, so there's never enough for the consider how little of life that we know. We bring nothing, take nothing, pass through and go. We are all as poor when it comes to the night, in need of the darkness, in need of the light. If we'd learn to want less and love more, there'd be enough for the poor. If we'd learn to want less and love more, there'd be enough for the poor. For there's more than enough for us all. Thank you.
Ooh. I've been in the storm so long. You know that I've been in the storm so long, saying, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so very long. This is a needed time. Singing this is a needed time. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so long. Singing, I'm a motherless child. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so very long, Lord. Crying, Lord, I need you now. Sing it all, Lord, give me more time to pray. Crying, Lord.
Singing, this is a trying time. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so very long. I've been in the storm so long, singing, I've been in the storm so long, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been.
We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
So that was Ranky Tanky with Been in the Storm. They are a fantastic band. They came up last year as part of the World Music Showcase and put on a fantastic show. Before that, we heard Caitlin Matthews with R.J. Stewart doing Song of the Grayless Lands from Deep Well in the Wildwood. And we started off with Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell doing Slave Driver from Songs of Our Native Daughters. And for those folks lucky enough to get out to Tanglewood this summer, Rhiannon Giddens came with another gentleman named Francesco Teresi, and we're going to hear something from their album.
Trees on the mountains are cold and bare. The summer just vanished and left them there. Like a false-hearted lover dressed like my own, who made me love him then left me alone. The hearth have turned gray and sick. The blue flame just vanished and left them there. Like a false-hearted lover, just like my own, who made me love him, then left me alone.
Lonely and far.
to me. Come back. Come back. Come back.
Good evening. It's now quite a dark out there. Hope everyone got home safely or has set out and arrived for wherever they are spending Labor Day weekend. That was Rahim Alhaj with an oud and string quartet, Letters from Iraq. That was letter number 4, The Last Time We Will Fly Birds, Riyadh. Before that, we heard Rhiannon Giddens with Trees on the Mountains with Francesco Teresi. And that album just came out on Nonesuch Records. It's 7:41. We're just going to briefly catch you up with the happenings for the coming week from the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. August the 31st, Candy Roses While They Still Bloom, Beware Heat Sleepy Adders or Other Poisonous Snakes. August the 31st, With Harvest Coming to an End, Do Not Hinder Gleaners from Gathering the Corn Dropped in the Field. According to tradition, this is the date on which the dove returned to the ark with an olive leaf in her mouth. And as for the prohibition against bothering the gleaners, that goes all the way back to Leviticus 23, verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and the stranger. September is harvest home, hops and apples, the seventh month of the Roman calendar. In Welsh, it's known as Meddi, the month of reaping. In Gaelic, it's Ansulchina, the month of plenty. And in Anglo-Saxon, it was reckoned to be Haligamonth, the holy month. Of course, all of those Anglo-Saxon names we have to thank the Venerable Bede for. September the 1st, fair weather, first day of September, fair for the month. The Feast of St. Giles, traditionally a 7th century hermit of Provence, famous for his pet hind, which he miraculously saved from hunters by causing thick bushes to spring up around them. He was the special patron of cripples. Many fairs were held on this day, notably one in Oxford, one of the oldest surviving British fairs, and Eccleswake in Lancashire, for which the famous Eccles cakes were originally made. September the 2nd, last corn of harvest being cut. September the 3rd, reckoned by astrologers to be a day of wonders and marvels, mostly fearful ones. September the 4th, St. Bartholomew's Day, old style. Harvest end fairs and wakes, and now in full swing. This was also known as the Calendar Riot Day. In 1751, Parliament decreed that Britain should change from the old style Julian to the new style and present Gregorian calendar, which was 11 days ahead. to make up the discrepancy. In 1752, September the 2nd was immediately followed by September the 14th. This not unnaturally outraged the London mob, who went on the rampage demanding, "Give us back our 11 days." One wonders, with the news coming out of the UK and the soft coup, i.e. no tanks, we'll just disband Parliament, and the Queen will give a speech, if there is still a London mob with any stones, so to speak. September the 5th, last loads of harvested corn now being brought home in hock carts amid much rejoicing. September the 6th, farmers late with harvest mocked by their neighbors. September the 7th, harvest home dinners, variously called horkies, mel suppers, kern feasts, and clyacks, and now being held everywhere. September the 8th, the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. More harvest and fairs held, and harvest dinners continue. September the 9th, hedgerow trees and bushes beginning to fruit in most years. September the 10th, the season of harvest and festivals drawing to a close in southern Britain. September the 11th, hop picking now beginning in Kent, Sussex, and Herefordshire. And that's all we have time for. We're going to be going out of here with a few musical selections for your enjoyment. And we invite you to stay tuned for another fantastic Edward Buchert show, Plastic Sushi or Strawberries of the Gods. Yes, why not?
Thank you. possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.